How many times have you been strict on yourself because you qualified in one area and not in the other? Ever hate how slow you are? Why the time is passing by? Hello and welcome to another episode of Being Nowhere. I'm Nafisa. I spend most of my week like applying for job like crazy. Oh my god, like from remote job, in paid internship, assistant, content strategy, content creator, content writer. Wow, like that was where I spent all my week. Like I was just trying to kind of like apply for jobs because like your girl is cashless. Like I don't even know when school is putting on that thing. I don't even really know when school is resuming. So I need all the money I could get. Like you know, I actually thought is I think that was a particular time I tried thought of being a bartender. God. But then this is Nigeria for you. Kind of like I don't know. There's just something about like working in a bar, but not really like kind of like watching people. I kind of one of my favorite hobbies, people watching. So I think that's one of the. I just kind of like, or maybe because the TV make bartenders like look so cool or something. Like I don't know. Just something like. And I've never been someone who drank alcohol, so I don't know. But I think it will be fun, I guess. It definitely can be a fun experience, I guess. But then, how's your week, everyone? I believe everyone is surviving. If not, do send me a message at beingnowherepodcast@gmail.com. I'm thinking of going back to Instagram by beginning of July. Yeah, July, I guess. How are you even saying you guys? I think we are definitely in July, according to my calendar. But probably my body is not functioning that yes, we are in July. But how time flies, like, oh my god, if I'll ever be told that, babe, like, this is where you'll be at this month, I'll not believe it. Like, everything is so disorganized. Like, I'm even having, like, sympathy for myself why I even started school this year. So, yeah, I decided to actually go back to Instagram, not because I actually have kind of like a. I have three or four things I created. I don't really know. I don't want to call it company agency, but one. So I'll probably go back for the. Yeah, that's a probably. I'm going back for the podcast, and the agents, which is Damian Badra. Yeah, kind of like I decided to take it so serious this year instead of next year because my goal actually was to like focus on it next year and I should focus on this podcast this year. But this COVID period of it really taught me a big lesson. So, your girl is definitely going back starting Damian this year, I guess. So, I've done create audio content I'm going to create between the podcast and Damian. Done with Damian Badra, but I'm still working on the podcast, like the content I want to publish out through the month of July. I'm still working on that. I think I'm left with this podcast feed, yeah, for the audio feed on IG. I think that's what I'm left. I don't know what the problem, but I keep having kind of like an issue with the app. So I'm currently using this headliner. I hope I spell it correct. I hope I pronounce it correct. I think head. Liner, yeah. So I keep having. Whenever I do a particular project, I go back and the term is undefined. So I keep having issue the same thing. So, yeah. Even though I'm kind of like decide to like take the bull by the head, I'm still kind of like being faced with imposter syndrome. Like the today I was busy like searching kind of like people that are like. The same niche the way I'm like my the member is kind of like a content strategy and photography studio. So I look at it, oh my god, and they are really doing good. So it's kind of like giving me imposter syndrome, but right, thank God for my alter ego for pushing me forward, I guess. So yeah, I do kind of like I don't really compare myself. They're kind of like feel overwhelmed that there's so much I need to learn. So that then I kind of like need to like that feeling of that I should speed read everything. I should kind of like read everything that has been posted on the net, consume all the information was like eating me up between this week. But I'm getting there. I'm kind of like deleting some information. Yeah, so I think that was I kind of like. I would probably say this week has kind of been kind of like a soul searching of a thing. And I decided to like embrace the word multi-passionate, like my, yeah. I should embrace the word multi-passionate because I actually thought being a multi-passionate first come like a bad thing because the way people like, how let's say, the way they like talk about it, I say it's a bad thing, I should be focused. But then the thing is, having this so many interests are what make me who I am. So I decided to kind of like embrace my multi-passionate self. So yeah, not like niching down on life, my life idea, business and whatever, like most people, well, the way most people like recommend it. I think most of the thing I do is that even though I have multi-passion, I should try kind of like give it a time or a space. Like when I first started, I actually started with my blog, in a sense whereby I blog for 1 year, 2 year before I jump to podcast. So my goal for this was actually to go hard on it for 1 year. But then COVID happened, as I say, so I have no choice but actually start the Membadja this year, because the Membadja was meant to be started next year. But then I think, yeah, I'm not really a fan of impromptu planning, like all those. So I really plan for it between 2 months. I spend my time research for what I could. I've gotten the brand identity I want. I've gotten the information, the people I like, how I'm going to do so many things. So the only thing that remains is some like stats actually. So beginning of the month, July will actually be when I'll start posting Instagram. So yeah, there are times I kind of like beat myself up for having more than one idea, I guess. But honestly, the truth is that many ideas of mine, as I said, are what make me novel. Like, I struggle with lots of things. See, honestly, I'm not perfect. See, I'm one of the most messy person on earth. Like, even my parents will actually testify it for you. Like, I'm not a person that can actually wear pajamas to work, if possible. Not the 90s, those long trousers and top pajamas. So like, honestly, I struggle with like self-doubt, like momentary sadness, feeling of like being inadequate, not doing enough, not even moving faster, fear of feel. Oh my God, I struggle with a lot of things though. Like, even scared of losing myself along the way. Like, I hated it for anyone to even think that I have it figured out, because honestly, I've seen some people that told me that, wow, like I'm so quiet, like I'm always on my own. As you see, like, dude, babe, you don't know what I'm passing through. Like, honestly, it's just I'm the person that most of it, I don't know how it come along, but I struggle alone, I solve my problem alone. Like, that's honestly the type of person I am. So maybe that's the reason why people used to say that, oh, she doesn't have her own struggle, she doesn't have her own demon to face. So I guess that, I think maybe that could be the reason why now. So you might, because I don't think I'm not that open, like I'm not an open person, like to the best of my ability. And I'm disappointed. There are times when I'm disappointed that I'm not open. Like, there are times when like I have been shown, like ignored just because I'm not speaking enough, like, or I'm not contributing enough. But the truth of the matter is, whenever I find myself that whenever I talk for long, or whenever I argue, put an input or exchange on someone, I tend to feel this headache. Like my voice will start echoing in my ear, like I will start hearing myself speaking double, all those things. So for that reason, I try to minimize the amount of time I even like speak. And I think this habit of like, I wouldn't call it habit, but this behavior of like me not facing everything alone and being shown and everything, like it took me quite a long of time to recover. The honest it's like even the time where I decided to be more open, like I was disappointed, and it took me about 2 years to actually go through it. And I actually struggled through that disappointment on my own by myself. I don't know how I do it, but I know how, kind of like I was taking each day as it comes. I keep on writing my thoughts on my disappointment and why that thing hit me that much, that It bothered my self-esteem. So like I grew up with education, like so like I don't know, yeah, I basically like spent all my life in school. School books were my companion. I can like make little to no friend. Of my like 20 years, I think I have all my 20 years, I have only 5 friends, but I did not know maybe after the school of it that make like acquaintance calling along the way, but I don't know if I should really like call them friends, because there was a particular situation where I was considering that someone my friend, and the person was not considering me a friend. So I am very skeptical about calling someone my friend, because I'm not sure if the person actually take me as friend or not, or I was just being delusional, like I was just being, I don't know, I don't really think it's a sign of paranoia. It's not, I'm not being paranoid, I just feel like I'm being realistic. Like I've seen a situation whereby someone, even me, it happened to me whenever someone is calling me, hey, my friend, ah, she's my friend. But me, I don't really consider that person my friend. So yeah, I think maybe you should think, yeah, I think that is what I have to say. Like, so as I said, like through the my 3 or 4 years, I have grown, learned, cried, laughed. So kind of like whenever I find myself being hard on myself, I tell myself, like give myself a prep talk that, babe. Yeah, I usually call myself babe. I don't know why, but it grew on me. So if I don't call myself babe, I'll call myself Damien. If I don't call myself Damien, I'll call myself Nefisa. So those 3 names are usually how I like give myself the pep talk. So then I'm gonna say like, babe, you've come so far alone. Look how much you have grown with time, consistency. Like I'm sure I'm able to make that connection I'm seeing other people making, probably along the way, as long as it's a good one that is beneficial to my health, like it's going to guide me along and allow me to grow along the way. I've learned things about myself also, like my hate, my love, strength, weakness, yeah, and so many things. Like struggling alone has allowed me to learn all those things. Like some of the change, oh my God, some of the change that actually occur from then, like through those 3 4 years of what I love and hate, like then now it's kind of like, okay, now let me see, I think some of the things I tried to, okay, let's see, number money, you see money, yeah. I was never, 3 or 4 years ago, I was never like a fan of money. I used to say I don't like money, I don't really put it in my thoughts, like before I even consider money, maybe the 15th list on my list, or the 15 things on my list, I have to say. But nowadays, for where money is now my number 5, like I think it's number 3 or 2 of my list here, so it's on my top 5 list of my. I think I could discover that I love money. See, money is not everything, but money is everything. That is it. So I have so many things I have to do that made me discover that, babe, I need investment, I need capital. Oh my God, so many ideas keep going through my mind. But then I keep pushing them backward because of money. Another thing that I've changed is my time. Then I'm kind of, I feel guilty when someone like tell me that I'm being strict with my time. Then like maybe when you say, okay, fine, don't call me on Sunday. Why wouldn't I call you on Sunday? Listen, I don't pick on. Why wouldn't you pick? What type of person are you? But now I don't see. I'm not hard on myself again. What I tell you. When I tell you that, fine, I don't agree with this particular time of yours. Okay, it doesn't work, you know. I don't feel that good like before. Like, I don't have, like, I'm not put, like, prompt to actually change the time because you said so. That doesn't mean I don't really change the time. But I mean, like, I'm not that quick to change the time. Like, I'm okay, this person is not working. But maybe my principle is too much. Maybe my routine is too hard. All this, I'm the only person, because come to think of it, I'm the only person among most of my friends that I know that keep calendar, to-do list, planner, and the rest. So I can imagine how tough it can be on some people, because people that are not used to it. Another thing that I've changed is that I have learned to embrace that, yes, I am like, I'm not only book smart, but I'm also street smart and street smart. I learn almost everything through book. I learn almost everything through books, drama, movie, listening to other perspective view, and sometimes argument. Yeah, whenever like there's one person is arguing, like what I usually do, I don't really join. I kind of like listen to both sides, so it kind of like allow me to like build up on myself when it comes to street smarts. I'm from like 1 to 5. I'm between 6. I'm not really that smart in book, but I'm okay in book. I can struggle to pass the exam, so I can struggle to listen to the lecture. I can struggle to understand what the lecturer is saying, and all those are like made me realize that that's part of me, that it's okay to struggle through all those. So another thing is that as I mentioned, I've learned to embrace my multi-passionate side. I have learned that it's okay to be weird, that it's not it's okay to be weird, it's okay to have to love different things. What is not okay is you thinking you should do them at once. Like I said, I actually give space before diving into one idea after the other. It's okay if you it's good for you to embrace your multi side, but do not just do them at once. Like, try to like separate them with time. Like, it's okay for you to do one under 2 months, after 2 months, according to the time that worked for you. And another thing is that's actually changed from then. Now it's kind of like I'm proud of my education now. Like, when I tell people then that I'm even ashamed to tell people then the school I go to, not because mainly because I went to a private school, so there's this particular stigma in my place where people that go to private school do experience. But now I don't really give a shit at all. If I don't really give a fuck about what the person said, all what I know is that we all went to school, so school is school. Education is not going to kind of like make you survive the world totally. Like, I'm not like debunking that education doesn't allow. I'm trying to say that education does not only keep you alive in the world. Like, there are so many things. So I don't fucking care if you tell me that, how do you, because why do you go to private school? Private school are this, private school are trash. Oh my god, the stigma in private school in Nigeria is real. So another thing that I've learned to kind of like minimize the way I explain myself to others where I'm misunderstood. Situation where people will tell me, oh, this and that, why am I dressing that way? Why am I doing this? Why am I not eating? So I've learned to just keep my mouth shut, because as I said previously, I tend to have a dick when I talk for long or when I join into an argument, all those things. So because of that headache itself remind me that, babe, we are meant to shut up your mouth. So wow, I'm actually in the closet because my back is aching. I don't know, I've been experiencing this burning sensation at my back. I see someone is drawing angel wing at my back. That's what I'm experiencing, and it's seriously aching me. I've been trying to take some just multilitre spray, kind of like dip it, but I feel like I stopped using it because before it's become too much, because it's like burning me seriously. And our doctor is kind of like busy, you know, this, and nobody wants to go to the hospital. So I think I must have said like 80% on how I've changed and the struggle I have gone through. I'm not perfect, I'm far from perfect. See, P is not even coming near me, so it's bad to me when people say, oh my girl, this and that, oh my god, you are not struggling, you are perfect, you are this. So please, whenever you guys see me, or whenever you see me talking, or whenever you see me recording, whenever you even see me like on the video or whatever, I'm not perfect. I struggle a lot. Just because I don't tell people does not mean I'm not struggling.
That's all. Thank you so much for listening. If you love what I'm sharing on this podcast, make sure you subscribe and leave a review on any platform you're listening to our podcast on, which is totally free, so as to help others like you to discover our podcast and gain knowledge every week. You can also sign up for our newsletter, link in the description box. Follow us or send us a DM on our official social handle, Twitter at BinNove and IG at BinNove Podcast. Or you can send me a direct message to the host, Nefisa, at Novelista, both on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you.